So we learned yesterday a very important machlekes rishonim. Let me remind you that when the Gemara famously says that there's three levels to lighting Hanukkah candles, there's neri shubesoi, that's the basis, first floor one, and then there's a higher level of everybody in the house lights, and then there's a third level, bahadrin mina bahadrin, which you light a lot of candles. Every night you add another candle. That's what the Gemara says. So we learned to machlekes rishonim if the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin is a floor above the Mahadrin, or it's like a separate thing? Meaning, the simple way to do it is everybody lights one candle. Not everybody, the household lights one candle. There is a better way of doing it where everybody lights one candle. Or you could say there's even a better way of doing it that not everybody lights one candle, but the Balabais keeps on going up. Different ways of doing it. And that was what we learned to Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ri and Tosfos. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tafresh Ayin Aleph that if you're going to do Mahadrin with a Mahadrin, which we do, afilu imrabim bnei habayis lo yadliku yoser. So he tells us that there's no Mahadrin, there's no such thing, according to the Shulchan Aruch, of if you have four people in the house, everybody lighting six candles. It's a bilbul. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Rambam, and the Rabbah says, v'yeshoibrib, and some say that everybody should light. Now this is, by the way, Agav, this is one of the few places in the whole Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos and the Rambam paskins like the Rambam. Very unusual thing. But that's what's going on over here, because Tosfos was very worried about a lot of people lighting in the house, because he says you're not going to know how many candles there are. You're not going to know what night of Hanukkah it is if you have at your doorway, if you have 10 people lighting candles. What does that mean? Somebody's going to walk by and going to start 10 divided by 8. It's a difficult thing. So the Rambam here, and it says here, Rambam, he's quoting the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. And we explained, forgive the review, but it's a little bit complicated. We explained that the issue is really, according to the Rambam, we don't need to know for people to advertise what night of Hanukkah it is. This is not what's important. It's not important, according to the Rambam, that somebody should walk by and say, oh, it must be the sixth night of Hanukkah because he's got 60 candles. That's not the idea is people should see, the Pursuma Nis is that Moisif Beholich, Milam Mekodesh Eloi Marin, that, like, look at these guys, these Jews, they're always getting better. That's what you're supposed to see. So look, there's bigger fire there today than there was yesterday. According to Tosfos, which is Halach Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no, it has to be clear what day of Hanukkah it is. So here's another interesting piece. Let's say, the Shulchan Aruch talks later, at the end of Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, let's say somebody didn't light the first night, the second night, and he's coming to light the third night. He became a Baal Tshuva. He's decided to light the third night of Hanukkah, or whatever, he was traveling. So on that third night of Hanukkah, does he light one candle? Or does he light, like the rest of the world, three candles? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim. It's Machlekes Rishonim. Does he light one candle? Does he light three candles? Why should he light three candles? Because everybody's lighting three candles. Why should he light one candle? Because according to the Rambam, the only thing you have to do is show that you're doing more and more every day. So start with one, like a normal person. Start with one. You don't start with three. Start with one, and then go up from there. So the question there is it about adding fire every night, or is it about being precise to what night of Hanukkah it is? Yes, everybody with me? That's the Machlekes. So interestingly, the Ramah at the end of Tuf Reish Ayin Beis says that if you came in late into the game, Belailois HaCheirois Yadlik K'mashar Bnei Adam, you should light the same as everybody else. The Shulchan Aruch smash for that like that, but he says you should light the same as everybody else. Why? Because according to Tosfos, because this, here's the Rabbah worrying about Tosfos. Interesting, because the Rabbah is going against, before the Rabbah is holding like the Rabbah, the Iker is Moisif HaHoylech. But over here, you see the Rabbah is taking a different approach. We have, this you can do for homework, Akasha the Rabbah. The Rabbah, that here the Rabbah is saying, look, it's important that everybody in the world knows what day of Hanukkah it is. So when you come in on the third day, light three, and then four, and five. So he's going not like the Rambam, he's going like Tosfos. So you have from Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph to Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, you have him taking two shitas. Yesh li'ashiv.
Now this will be halacha l'maaseh for